Hey, Matti. I see that I need to add something to this, which is the relationship between body, mind, soul, and spirit. Because if you look at the way the body, mind, soul, and spirit operate, then you can see from the body anatomy that it is based on the physiology. The physiology, which is a set of circuits connecting up to each other, is at the wave node, at the crossing point, the wave node, the particle where they connect, the singularity where they interact, determined by the regulatory system. And the regulatory system is an electromagnetic system of wave phase computations in the wave nodes, in the singularities of the system. At that level, all of these crossing points of the physiological cycles, which together create the physical body, like the Chinese juggler having these plates rotating on these bamboo sticks. And if you rotate them fast enough, then they will seem to be staying in place. It's that way that the touch of the juggler on these bamboo rods is required to keep the system going. So the anatomy of the body is a pure consequence of the physiology. The physiology, of course, is connected to the inside and the outside of the body, which operates by the principle of a lemniscate. But at the crossing point of the lemniscate, that is where the electric wave and the magnetic wave interact. And at that specific point, there is a point of maximum of information potential. So any small change at that pivotal crossing point will have consequences for the extent of the whole wave, to the infinity of the length of that wave. So in the wave crossing, you actually have the dragon by the tail, so to say. So when you compare the body, the anatomy, to the physiology, which is also the mind, because every molecule is an electromagnetic spectrum, thus a carrier of information, then you can see that from the body to the mind, which is from the anatomy to the physiology, the next level is then the regulatory system, which is that system of crossing point, interfacing point regulation. But all of these singularity points of the whole body are interconnected. They form one whole pattern. They form a fractal. And that fractal of the connection point of all of the body singularities, by which the system boundary of the whole system is defined, that fractal of system singularities is called the soul. So once you understand that the soul is simply a four-dimensional fractal set, which, as I described earlier, starts in a point, extends according to the line, forms a fractal, but then loops back on itself like a tree standing in nature with the leaves falling back into the earth, then you can see that that regulatory system is in fact the surface of the sphere, in the way that you look at the body of anybody as a CP2 sphere, and then likewise the surface of the body, of the physical body, is a sphere, and every level of the body, every layeredness of the body, every cell membrane, every organ capsule, every skin surface of the body is part of that fractal, in the way the fractal folds back on itself. And I don't know if the Pia Addicts describe it. I know that I need a mathematical formulation for this, by which the fractal actually turns back on itself and starts to replicate itself. Which is the difference between the embryo, the fetus, the growing up human, and the adult. And then you can see that the aging process is when the information process is no longer matched with the adaptation process. And in medicine, that is described as a relationship between health, adaptation, compensation, and decompensation. So at that level, that third level, that level of the soul, that level of the system singularity, stability, set, defines the system as a whole. But as you can see, at the regulation of the interface of the system by changing the phase within the system boundary, which takes place specifically in the system singularity, and that whole system is part of an integral pattern. So once you see that the all of the layeredness of our whole body at every level, in every form, in every manifestation, every densification of so the physical, the physiological, the electromagnetic, it all comes back to information. So there's no need to look at the body as a whole in that form of the soul, because when you bring it back to its core point, you can see that all of the singularities of the system as a whole must functionally operate as one point if for it to be one system. And that is then called the point of spirit. So when you collapse the soul, which is the fractal, back into its core point, which is basically where the vortex of cell divisions bounces back on itself, because on the one hand, the first cell is a starting point for all the cells that come out of it, which form the whole body, which can be described by the fractal of cell decisions. Likewise, you have a fractal of cell fusion decisions, which are known as the pattern of mating, the sexual activity of our ancestors. So there's two fractals, one of a collapsing series of activities of humanity through sexuality, leading to conception, leading to birth and the formation of the body, because from that first cell a process unfolds which then forms a dynamic which then forms the body. In the relationship between body, mind, soul and spirit, the whole of the anatomy of the body can thus be reduced to a system of dancing plates on the stage of the Chinese acrobat twiddling the bamboo sticks. And then all of these plates together form an interwoven tapestry of cycles, which by their connection points only define the state of health, of disease, growth and decline of that body. But all of those connection points are by their origin, hieros arche, the shared origin, they're already connected. So we can map them onto one point. But that whole point must by definition be the inverse of the universe as a whole. And that's why I like that word game of the universe and the inverse. Both of them, all of them being a verse, which is a vibration, an oscillation. So there is this whole layer in which you then can see how body, mind, soul and spirit are connected. And spirit is then actually the description of the system integrity at the level of phase information, a phase organization, phase coherence. But at that level, what happens in the system must be part of the universe as a system as a whole. So this is where we find that fundamental requirement that at the level of the Gabor point, the system must be the system in inverse in order to persist. Yes, there is some leeway for it oscillating the one way or the other. Yes, often people have 60 years that they still live after, in fact, they lost contact with the universe that they form part of because of the inertia that is stored within the dynamic cycles of the body. But all the same, if at the level of the spirit, we are not one with the universe as a whole, which you experience at the moment that you were in the state of fever, then the system as a whole cannot exist and persist. And of course that is the level where the religions describe the integrity of life, that once you realize that in that one point, which is also the core point of that three fractal of the soul, if in that one point you're not the universe in inverse, then you're separated from the universe. In Dutch you actually say van God los, separated from God, for somebody who's crazy or otherwise deranged. And then you see that there is only one principle that is needed for healing, which is where that one point must be the universe in inverse. And that's at the level of spirit. So in spirit, everything is one. But it's only when you experience that oneness in the soul that the soul can calibrate its integrity, its identity, its inertia, and its integration into the context by changing the dynamics of the processes within the body in relationship to the dynamic processes of the universe outside of the body. And then, like a fetus in the womb of the mother, you can see that our soul, our mind, our spirit are in fact being contained within the body as a womb, and that we are actually experiencing the gestation of the soul. But likewise, you can see that most of the people never give birth to their soul. They never achieve sainthood. So for that reason, it is advisable to have a mathematics, which you seem to have, and a physics, which you seem to be able to describe. I totally recognize all of the levels of description which you refer to. I have a bit more complexity, which I address, because it must be alive, it must be conscious at all levels, it must be generative and regenerative always. But that is also implied by the way you look at the models that you use. So I have the impression that you already have that capacity to describe this, had the logic defines the foundation of the way freedom of choice operates, the way we tilt the logic as a way of which we change the mathematics, as a result of which we change our experience of physics. So yeah, body, mind, soul, and spirit, it's basically the same as anatomy, physiology, the regulatory system, and the information integration system. Essentially, it's the same as matter, molecules, atoms, and information. And in the model, as I use it, it is simplified to the relationship between a tetrahedron, a triangle, a line, and a point. Body, mind, soul, spirit. Yes, fun and simple. You actually have the mathematics for it. That's grand, Matti.